Hello.
Hello, everyone.
How's everyone doing so far? I'm gonna pretend everyone says good, fine, yay. Sonia, how are you doing?
I'm a little shooken up. I just got a test grade back, and it's prop. We don't need to get into it, but
Okay, so
Janoonie, how are you?
I'm not too bad. I am kind of like wrapping up my fake reading week, I want to say. I don't technically, as a master's student, I don't get a fall reading week. Sonia doesn't have a reading week either.
No, I don't. No, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I've had like two classes canceled and stuff, so I've been able to have some sort of break in
Cool.
comparison to Sonia, who's
I'm
still
sure.
going at it.
But I guess this highlights the importance of taking breaks in reading week, doesn't it?
It really does. It was definitely something I didn't realize I needed until like I had it. And that kind of really ties it into what our episode is going to be about, because I know a lot of university students and college students around Canada have reading week, and we use this time as like, you know, to hang out with our friends. It's usually like the fall reading week is usually with the Thanksgiving, so that's like also time spent with family or going on vacation and stuff. But there's actually there's reasons behind it of why fall breaks were introduced. So today's episode is going to really be looking at what is reading week for our non-Canadian folk, I would say, the purpose of it, and just focusing also on mental health of students during this time, maybe before and after reading week. But yeah.
Sounds good. So I guess just to get started first here, Janoonie, you gave us a little bit of an overview of what Reading Week is, but can you give maybe a formal definition?
Yeah, so basically Reading Week is a designated period of time where classes, any academic related activities and assignments are suspended. So it's essentially like a pause on all things school. That doesn't stop midterms from being after reading week or before reading week. So people do take that time to study for it or catch up on work or catch up on their readings, hence reading week.
Have you ever had that situation? I guess probably, yeah, back in undergrad.
Like one too many times. Like I've always had my midterms right after reading week. So my reading week was being like, I'm going to catch up on all the work. And then the last day was me going, oh, wait, I actually need to start studying for my midterms. But how about you, Sonia? How do you feel about reading week?
Reading week, I think, is a gift from the gods. I'll be quite honest with you. It's a nice time just to take a break, stop, to let things settle before the shit show that is exam starts right up after. Which, again, sort of what you were saying, I don't understand why it's always so packed the week after reading week. But, I don't know, I guess they have to put midterms somewhere, so they do it there.
They assume, yeah. Reading week is not always, like, in the middle of the semester, too. Like, I was counting, like, at least for me, my classes and stuff, I probably have, like, 6 weeks before reading week and then, like, 8 weeks after reading week. I don't know, maybe I'm calculating it wrong. But like something like that, it's not necessarily right smack in the middle.
Well, I guess that's sort of fair though, because right before it is summer break for a lot of people. So I guess they had their break then. But then again, you do pose a good point. Like, why not just put it halfway through?
Yeah. It's like a, oh, whatever. But basically, like, I think we kind of also emphasize like the importance of reading week and how it's kind of helped us just to like relax for a bit and catch up on work, but that also kind of ties it into the purpose of reading week, right? So reading week is that these breaks are designed to support student mental health. The break is used to allow for students to rest and read and prepare for upcoming midterm examinations and assignments, and just generally to enhance academic performance as well as mental health. And I think mental health is one of the bigger things, reasoning for why we have reading week, because you have that break to really collect yourself, because it can get really overwhelming. And just having a small little pause of like classes or whatnot, and just kind of, you know, being able to reflect on yourself and having a mindful moment with yourself, really.
And the crazy thing is, like, even though we're speaking from, or at least right now, a lot of anecdotal experiences, so stuff that we feel, there's also some interesting research out there that supports the importance of like reading weeks or just taking breaks between studying. specifically from a mental health standpoint. So an example of that, there's a study that was done by folks at the McMaster University, our institution we're doing our master's at. And basically what they did was they took first year engineering students and they measured stress levels using different like hormones before and after reading week. And it found that students exhibited lower cortisol to DHEA, which is like a stress hormone, I think, after fall reading week than those that experienced it before the break. So that just shows, like, even though, like, I guess intuitively it makes sense to, have reading weeks, take breaks during studying, blah, 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 like, it also manifests on a physiological level.
Sorry, I was trying to hold in a cough. But yeah, basically, like it's really important. I mean, there's such so many research out there to show also how stress has that physiological like correspondence, right? We have the HPA axis, we have cortisol, we have all of this stuff that genuinely there is a change in physiology when you are overwhelmed with schoolwork. And it may seem prior to before being like, oh, it's just schoolwork, catch up or whatever, but there is an extent where it can be overwhelming for yourself, and having that break kind of allows for those hormones to what's that word?
Equilibrium.
I was gonna say
Yeah.
equilibrate right there. Yeah, go right back to where like it should be until it like happens again. But it's almost like a little like I like to think of it like a little roller coaster, being like, oh, you're stressed, okay, we're gonna have a little break, and you're stressed and a little break. But it's also allows you to kind of like I think like to reflect and stuff, being like, okay, this wasn't working for me that well, let's change it up, right? It's almost like a new year when you come back from reading week, right? Like new year, new me. But yeah.
I think completely fair. One thing I also wanted to bring up though with that study that we just referenced, it is important to note that they were like marginally significant, I guess, in terms of re the results. Some would argue that there may have not been any statistical significance between the two groups, but that could have been due to like a number of factors like sample size or like other confounding variables that weren't accounted for in the study.
For
But
sure.
yeah, just something important to note.
Yeah, I think it's important also. I think at least like when coming across research and stuff pertaining to this topic, that more research needs to be done, at least for like the efficiency of reading week. I know when I was at McGill, the first year we had it, we didn't have a reading week, like a fall break at all, which like baffled me because, well, because everyone, all my friends had reading week. And I was like, why don't I have it during the fall? But it wasn't until maybe a year or two after that they did impose it, because of like, I guess, mental health issues and just students speaking up, being like, we need this break. Also, I remember like when I first, all again, this is all like anecdotal, being like, when I first coming across me, like, why do we have reading week? And people, there was like, let's say, statements going around, people being like, oh, people are much more depressed around this time of year. People have a higher suicidal ideation. Again, not much research is out there for us to being like, is this valid? Is this reliable? But based on that, there's other research out there being like, does asking high school students about suicide make them more suicidal? So there's also that like effect of, so we know that this reading week is about taking mental health breaks and stuff, but is talking about these mental health issues making their issues worse? Because it's almost as if it's triggering or whatnot. But in this research, it actually brought up the spun glass theory of mind, which is essentially the belief that human organisms are so fragile that minor negative events are bound to cause major trauma, essentially not giving humans enough credits for the resilience and ability to recover. But in this research, sorry, it showed that between those two conditions, so there's an experimental condition where a group was initially they get suicidal questions at time one, and then a control condition where the group doesn't get any suicidal questions at time two, and each group was then given suicide questions a couple of days later. So basically, between these two groups, what the differences were that there were no differences in distress or suicidal ideation between the two groups. However, among the students who were initially depressed, being in the experimental group actually reduced their distress, which is kind of the counterintuitive approach you would assume. And then among suicide attempters, being in the experimental group reduced ideation. So this kind of showed how what we assumed the results to be, being like, oh, this might be triggering for them, would cause maybe higher distress, higher ideation, was actually the reverse. And it also, I think, brings a really good important information. What am I trying to say? A really important note here being like, when we have reading week and we focus on mental health, we should be talking more about mental health. We should be talking about having discussions about how we're feeling in that moment and really taking that moment to reflect. I know I talked about having a mindful moment, but I think it's really important, especially during this time where it can be really overwhelming with midterms and assignments, that you talk about this with a friend, a peer, family member, even someone you trust enough to talk about. But yeah, it's kind of like my little spiel, Sonia.
Any thoughts? I have some thoughts. All of what you've said sort of, I guess, hints at how do I explain this? Just like the sphere of talking about mental health in academia in general. It definitely is something like at least I've found as I move through research and you know, pursuing my master's and whatever academia in the future. What am I trying to say here? Like there are some folks and that really emphasize the importance of mental health, and then there's other folks that are like, okay, let's move quick, like let's get it done and so on. So yeah, I think at least at the undergrad level, it's great that there are reading weeks, and as your first exposure to higher education, it's nice that you're not just like thrown in. But yeah.
I was going to say, especially from that transition of high school to undergrad, it's a big jump in workload, course load. Even though all 4 years they offer reading week in every semester, I assume, for most Canadian universities, it's interesting. Where was I going with this? That we, at least at the beginning of first year for me, like being stressed was like not something to talk about. Like, you got to get your work done and you shouldn't be complaining about it and being like, why? Like, complaining about work and being overwhelmed was like not looked down exactly or like look frowned upon or anything like that, but more so that you kept it to yourself because you're like, oh, like everyone else seems to have their shit together, right? Like, then I should be too. But the more we had reading week and the more we had this opportunity to be like, with my friends at least, being like, I'm overwhelmed. I have a lot of work to do. This is not good for my mental health right now. Like, right now, I like need a break. And just even talking about it almost breaks the stigma. I can definitely tell you that from first year versus my fourth year in undergrad, there's such a drastic change in how I talk about mental health and how I express my own feelings too, right? Like, when even if it's something small, like I'm so anxious about this, right? Like, not necessarily saying I have anxiety in that moment, but talking about my feelings, just being more openly like expressive about them helps in like dealing with those emotions as well.
I completely agree. Talking is super important, but I think now where the issue lies is how can like talking about it be translated into something that's actionable? Because let's say like I don't know at U of T, McGill, like you hear stories of students like harming themselves and you know committing suicide because of like the stress levels and mental health issues that they're experiencing within the academic environment. So it begs the question, even though there are like reading weeks and stuff like that, like how does that, what's the next thing? Like you have this resource, what can you do with it?
Yeah, and also I think it all like again to other universities where you hear such high reports of like students harming themselves. I think it's important to also like reflect on the resources provided by universities, perhaps, and being like, oh, so we've talked about this, but now again, like what you said, what are the actionable actions essentially? Like, what can we go? How can we go from that? What I was just like thinking about this too, because I was like, oh, we're talking about suicide, we're talking about depression, we're talking about mental health. We should probably include a trigger warning for this episode, right? But this research is kind of like the opposite of being like, oh, you know, you talk about these triggers, it actually reduces the distress and ideation. So I'm just wondering, is there a difference between viewing them, the questions yourself, or like hearing things people talk about it. I'm just curious. I'm like, if that makes a difference.
I think context, well, obviously, like, granted, like, we are speaking from a perspective,
Yeah.
or at least I am. I don't want to say on your behalf, Janoni, but at least I'm speaking from a perspective where I've never personally dealt with those sort of ideations. But if I had to assume, I'd imagine that it'd be very contextual. So I think in the conversation that we're having, it's not meant to like discourage folks from talking about it. It's not meant to like
Yeah.
minimize the experiences. So I think I would say this is a productive conversation.
Me too. I think it also like depends, right, on the conversation. Like I was saying, it's based on context, right? Like how they go about hearing this stuff. I've lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Sonia.
How dare you? So I guess if, now it's I want to transition slightly here. So we've talked about the importance of reading week. I'd like to know, how do you typically spend your reading week? What do you find useful? Because are we speaking out of our ass right now? Are we like, do you find it helpful?
I think it's such a good time too, because like you go away for university, let's say, and you come back and you catch up with old pals you haven't seen in a while, and you kind of see what's up with them, and it like almost brings you back to reality, I feel like, having those conversations with people, because you're
It
so like
breaks the bubble.
it breaks the bubble, because you're so immersed in like getting your schoolwork done, assignments done, this, and then you have like a moment of being like, what are you up to, kind of thing, and you're like, wow, like everyone's kind of doing their own stuff, but it's a nice moment of like almost like you're just so much more aware. I personally feel like when I'm catching up with people, like my problems, like they're not as big anymore, kind of thing, right? Or like I'm not super focused on, I think it's very important for people to like focus on themselves, but I personally, for me, like I overthink and I like really hyper focus onto my own problems and being like this, that I don't take a moment to like appreciate like everyone around me or appreciate the reality I'm in, really. It's very like easy to like slip into the moment, like the roller coaster of being overwhelmed, getting work done, school, and all that stuff. But I think reading week for me personally is like a moment of like, let me sleep in. Want to sleep in for another 30 minutes? Why not? Who's stopping me? I don't want to go to the gym today. Okay. I want to see this friend because I haven't seen this person in a while. Sure. But also in the map, and I'm also being like, okay, I have to at least read a ch one chapter a day of my schoolwork every single day. But it's not like, oh, I have an assignment due that week, kind of thing. It also gives me time to catch up on work. How about you,
That's
Sonia?
very fair. And yeah, I sort of relate to the same thing. I think you put it really well about that idea of breaking the bubble, like it puts your life in comparison to others into context a little more. I think being in academia, you often get bogged down in the specific area, and if you don't allow yourself to have hobbies and experiences and whatever outside of what you're doing, you could get very dull. But you know what? I think this highlights the importance that we need reading week in grad school. Give
Yeah,
us a break.
bring it back. I know, at least for me, my master's started, sorry, my dogs, 2 weeks after school started for everyone else, but you started a week earlier, right?
Yes. Yes, I did.
But you also probably finished around the same time that I do.
I'm thinking about my statement a little more about reading week in grad school. I think, like, especially if you're in. Let me think of
I
my
mean,
thought.
I would love a reading week for sure, but I think it's a different level of academia once you're in master's programs, because this is almost becoming your career, right? And you don't necessarily get a break from a full-time job like that.
But with that being said, like at a certain point, you also stop taking courses as well. So there's not
Oh,
the
yeah.
then, I mean, you're still studying and you're reading and you're doing all that sort of stuff, but like you're working, and I'd argue significantly more than you were in undergrad, but it's a different type of work. But
Yes.
I guess then maybe not a specific reading week, but at least creating forums for students to have more productive conversations with their supervisor. Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you, but the background is just like, ooh. That's so funny.
To my point, ignore the move. Oh, it's just. Just like having more productive conversations with your supervisor and being able to say, hey, I need a break.
Yeah. Like, honestly, just like, I think it's just breaking the stigma of being able to talk about your mental health, right? Just like being okay with talking about it. I think that's the point, right? Whether or not we have a designated break for it, just allowing space for that and not making it an issue if we mention something or not being frowned upon if you are not, if you're overwhelmed, right? And I think that's like the major takeaway from this episode, right? Being like, you should be able to speak about your mental health when you want to, and you shouldn't be afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad Sonia was able to give her insightful thoughts on that. Sorry, guys. Sonia is just in the library right now, I think, and there's just a lot of noise going on in the back, and we don't want the audio to go crazy. But on that note, I'm gonna wrap up this week's episode, and I hope you guys have a lovely reading week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.